Genesis chapter 20. And Abraham journeyed from there toward the Negeb, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, "She is my sister," and Abimelech king of Gerar sent, and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and said to him, "Behold, you are but a dead man, for the woman that you have taken, for she is a man's wife." But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, will you slay also a righteous nation?" Said he not unto me, "She is my sister?" And she, even she herself said, "He is my brother, in the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands have I done this." And God said unto him in a dream, "Yea, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also have kept you from sinning against me, therefore I permitted you not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for you, and you shall live, and if you restore her not, know that you shall surely die, you, and all that are yours." Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning, and called all his servants, and told all these things in their ears, and the men were much afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham, and said unto him, "What have you done unto us? And how have I offended you, that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done deeds unto me that ought not to be done." And Abimelech said unto Abraham, "What was your thinking, that you have done this thing?" And Abraham said, "Because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed she is my sister, she is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife." And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, "This is your kindness which you shall show unto me, at every place where we shall come, say of me, he is my brother." And Abimelech took sheep, and oxen, and men servants, and women servants, and gave them unto Abraham, and restored to him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, "Behold, my land is before you, dwell where it pleases you." And unto Sarah he said, "Behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver, behold, he is to you a vindication of the eyes, unto all that are with you, and with all others." Thus she was righted. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech, and his wife, and his maidservants, and they bore children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the WOMBS of the house of Abimelech, because of Sarah Abraham's wife.